We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. We welcome you to the show as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio, home base, Sports Talk, 1400 AM on the radio and on YouTube at the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. Just go to the South Point Stream, go to YouTube first, then go to South Point Streaming on your search bar. You'll get to us, click on the show, and here we are. You can see and hear us, and not only that, but you can chat in the chat room. Already chatting going on. To do that, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. It's free of charge, no problem. Just subscribe, and then you can start chatting away on the show as well from the South Point Studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, we welcome everybody at Sports Talk 1400 AM, our anchor station here in Las Vegas and 107.1 FM. They are our anchors radio stations here. Don't forget they will be broadcasting the Ram games today on the radio there. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, we're there as well. And our website streaming, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, we got them all. And then, of course, your iPhone and your Android, can't forget those. You can get your apps at your app store for your iPhone, Android. The, of course, the KSHP app will get you listening to the show, and the YouTube app will get you watching and listening on your devices as well. However, wherever, whenever you get our show, we welcome you to the Race Day Show as we wrap up another racing week for Race Day Las Vegas on today's Sunday show. Remember, there's still a little bit of a racing week left tomorrow. Tomorrow is one of those, you know, holidays that people say, is it a holiday? Isn't? Do I have to work? Don't I? The mail will come or won't it? You know, one of those holidays. Well, that's tomorrow. Traditionally, it was Columbus Day, but now they call it Columbus Day slash Indigenous Peoples Day as well. So whatever that means. In any case, in looking at the racing menu, there are only two racetracks that will honor the holiday with a special holiday program outside of the regular schedule of races and days, and that is Santa Anita and Fresno Fair. Santa Anita and the Fresno Fair will have racing tomorrow on a special holiday program, and then there'll be four other racetracks that normally run on Monday that will also run on Monday. They are Finger Lakes, Horseshoe Indianapolis, you've got Parks Racing and Presque Isle Downs, in addition to Fresno and Santa Anita tomorrow. And as a result of the very light schedule for the holiday tomorrow, we won't be doing a race day show. We'll be on our regular schedule. So today we'll wrap up our look at racing for this week. And then, of course, we'll be back on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. So you have that going for you. Anyhow, a couple of I don't know if I broadcast this or not yesterday. If I do, I apologize. I'll get do it again. But Nisos is back on the workout schedule. He went 47-3 on Thursday morning out at Santa Anita. Now, the big news of the day as far as the Breeders' Cup is concerned is Subsanador. Now, Subsanador, who won recently, I believe he won the Pacific Classic recently at Del Mar, he trained by Richard Mandela. He was on his way to go into the Breeders' Cup Classic, but he will not be in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Subsanador will be sidelined now. He got an ankle injury in a most recent run on the racetrack. So Subsanador is out of the Breeders' Cup. Torpedo Anna, she had a workout yesterday at Saratoga. She went a nice, easy five furlongs in 102.60 for her at Saratoga. Some of the Breeders' Cup horses that are working out. A lot of them are working out all over the place. And as you know, as we told you yesterday, Todd Pletcher, who has his band of horses in three different locations right now, Saratoga, at Belmont Park proper, and at Keeneland. He's going to keep his horses in those particular areas, at those particular locations, until he ships out to Del Mar. His horses are going to ship out on the 27th of October. Don't forget, we have a lineup here for Breeders' Cup celebration right here at the South Point. We begin it with a Wednesday Breeders' Cup special handicapping show. That'll happen only on the YouTube South Point streaming network. Only place you can get it. We are not simulcasting it on any other platform. YouTube, South Point Studios Network on Wednesday, and that'll be the 30th of this month on Wednesday, the day before Halloween, on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. We'll have Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendo, and several other handicappers with us going over the Breeders' Cup, our Breeders' Cup special show. That'll be at 4 o'clock on that day, Wednesday. And then coming on Friday, the first day of the 2 days of Breeders' Cup action, Friday, November 1st, after the first day of racing at, in the Breeders' Cup, we will have our usual annual Breeders' Cup seminar with Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo as well in the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the sports racebook here, and the sportsbook really, but the racebook here, adjacent to the racebook, the Grandview Lounge. Got a great setup. It's a lounge, you know, for entertainment. So we'll be on stage, but then there'll be a lot of great, you know, seating and tables, et cetera, in the Grandview Lounge for the Breeders' Cup seminar, our annual seminar. That'll happen at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. on Friday, November the 1st. Now, if you can't make it here in Las Vegas to join us for all this good stuff, the seminar will be simulcast, will be streamed on the South Point website. The South Point website. You go to the South Point website, then you go to the Racebook, and there'll be a link there. You click it, and you'll be able to see and hear the seminar there. That's on Friday, November 1st. Then on Saturday, November 2nd, we'll celebrate the big day of racing of Breeders' Cup, Day 2, up in the Grand Ballroom, where we'll have the huge ballroom, a big screen monster movie-like TV sets, smaller TV sets for the other racetracks that are coming in so you don't miss any of the action. Big banquet tables. You can sit as many as 8 to 10 people there comfortably with all of the handicapping paraphernalia, etc. There'll be food and drink discounts there, food and drink offerings. There'll be a big band of betting windows live. There'll be also kiosk betting opportunities. The kiosks will be up there as well. And they're going to have prizes, too. They're going to give away prizes there, all up there in the Grand Ballroom. That opens up at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, November the 2nd. Everything I just told you, including parking your car in this parking lot, is free. F-R-E-E, free. So we ask you to come on now and join us. We'd love to meet you guys that watch us and listen to us. Jonathan and myself and, of course, John Lindo will be in the ballroom playing the races. So you can come up and say hi as well. And if you're coming in from out of town, they'll have special Breeders' Cup packages for you as well in the hotel. All right? So that's all set up. Because, listen, it's only 19 days. 19 days, 4 hours, 27 minutes, and 30 seconds and counting until the start of the Breeders' Cup, my goodness. So we got to get started and getting ready and planning, okay? So there you have it. Phil D'Amato is still sitting on 999. Yeah, like the Beatles song a long time ago, number nine. He's on 999, looking for his 1,000th career victory. And you got to think it's going to come. It didn't come yesterday at Santa Anita, but you got to think it's going to come soon, maybe today. All right. And, of course, we will have on our show today, Jonathan Hardoon is back with us. And we'll have Rich Eng. Of course, he'll be with us with a selection and an NFL selection. He gave us a college football winner yesterday. Iowa won easily, laying 3 points. So he got a college football selection, a winner for us yesterday. John Lindo will be along with us. John Lindo had a great day on his sheet. Now, we keep telling you that the Lindo Report is free of charge only in one place in this entire gaming capital. It's here at the South Point in the Racebook. Free of charge, the Lindo Report. Now, Lindo is doing two reports a day right now for Keeneland and for Santa Anita. But yesterday at Santa Anita, I mean, John Lindo, and, you know, we keep telling you he suggests a late pick four on his sheet. He has selections in each race. Then he suggests the late pick four. And on Saturdays, when they have it, he also goes over and suggests a coast-to-coast pick five between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. Well, his coast-to-coast pick five selections on his sheet yesterday hit. They won. And for a $72 layout that he suggested, he returned $652.80 for that. And he hit the late pick four at Santa Anita as a result of one of his horses in the pick four was a late scratch. That horse reverted to the favorite. The favorite won that race. And so if you bet it early and got the scratched horse to the favorite, you did hit the pick four as he suggested. That paid $391.30 for the layout there. And I believe that was something like a $30 layout on that one. So Lindo did good. I'm telling you, our handicappers do great work. They do great work, and all I can tell you is they do their best they can for us, and they're doing a great job. John Lindo did. He'll be back for us as well. Jerry Jackowitz will not be with us today. He did not make sheets because of his observance of the holiday. He'll have a sheet tomorrow. We won't have a show, but he'll have a sheet tomorrow for Santa Anita. But the power pages, no power pages today for either Belmont at Aqueduct or Santa Anita, and Jerry will not be with us today. But we'll have Jonathan, Richie, and John Lindo, and, of course, we still have your racing menu to go. So keep on top of that. Now, here in Las Vegas, as far as the weather is concerned, 67 degrees right now outside. Nice and brisk this morning. 67 degrees, going to get up to 95 today. Our 100-plus days are over with at least for the foreseeable future, now that we're getting into the fall here in Las Vegas. This is the perfect fall weather here in Vegas. You combine that with all of the great football action going on with college and pros, et cetera. Just a great time to be a race and sports fan here, especially at the South Point. 95, we're going to top out today here in Las Vegas. As far as the temperatures around the country, Miami, 83, New York, 76, Chicago, 66. Los Angeles, where Santa Anita's at, 77 degrees. Nice 77 degrees today in L.A. And I got to tell you, Phoenix, Arizona is still popping over 100. Hottest spot in the nation again today, Phoenix, Arizona, 103. Those folks really need a break there in Phoenix, that's for sure. And Oklahoma City's got 85, so that's kind of hot for there. But all in all, it looks like great weather around the country. And as far as the precipitation, all of it is in the either the Great Lakes area, by Wisconsin and parts of the Great Lakes area Minnesota up there, and the northwestern part of Pennsylvania, etc., going up that way. So it looks like it's going to be terrific racing conditions for racetracks around the country today. All righty. Well, we got to get started, so we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll be back with our racing menu and then our handicappers as well, and of course a recap of what happened yesterday. So don't go away. Join us on this Sunday show at YouTube, South Point Studios. Click on, subscribe, chat, all that good stuff on this beautiful Sunday morning here. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. I told you the folks here are chatting away. Jeffrey reminds me that the name of the song was Revolution Number 9. But I remember on the, they used to say Number 9, Number 9, Number 9. It's on the White Album, I believe. All right, anyhow, enough of that. Time to get started with your racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. But before we do that, you know what I want to do? I want to give you the results. So there were so many great results from yesterday. We begin at Keeneland. Keeneland Racecourse, of course, held the big race of the day, the Queen Elizabeth II Challenge. In that race, the winner was She Feels Pretty, and she won easily. It was a big win and a long, easy win for She Feels Pretty by a large distance. John Velasquez aboard the Sherry DeVoe trainee, paying $5.08 as the favorite. Soprano finished second, and Katner Greatness was third in the QE Challenge. Let's see, in the ninth race, Surface to Air won for Fernando Jara. This horse's last three wins had odds of 10-1 and 20-1, and went off a big price again yesterday at 24-1, paid $50.12 to win the ninth race there at Keeneland. That made the late pick six and the late pick five pay something. As far as other winners, Junior Alvarado, the only one that had a couple of more than one winner yesterday, he won the first race at $11.86 and the third race with the favorite at $2.56 there at Keeneland yesterday. And again, the pick six paid over $20,957.82 there at Keeneland yesterday. Belmont at Aqueduct had a couple of stakes races. The Sands Point was won by Spalladay. Manny Franco's second win of the day, and it was only the fifth race on the card. Chad Brown, the trainer, paid $8.30, outrunning Makanga, and style points. And in the Floral Park, which was the seventh race on the card, Secret Money wins that with Kendrick Carmoose for Brendan Walsh paying $7.60, outrunning Love Appeals and Hollywood Walk. And as far as anything else going on, Luis Rivera Jr., he had a couple of wins yesterday as well. Yes, he did. Luis Rivera Jr. did. He won the ninth race with his second winner of the day, paying $16.80 on a first-time starter. And in that race, in the ninth race, Colloquy, in case you missed it, Colloquy got fractures at the gate and was a late scratch in that race. So Colloquy was out of that ninth race at the starting gate. Pick six paid $8,193.50 at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. And, of course, Linda Rice gets another winner. Her first, she won the first race with Dylan Davis, paying $6.50. At Santa Anita yesterday, Juan Hernandez and Bob Baffert keep clicking together and winning together. They won three races yesterday with each other. Third race was the first one, Cavalieri. Hernandez-Baffert paying $2.60 as the favorite there. Then they came back in the sixth race. In the sixth race, they won with Howen. Baffert and Hernandez again paying $4.40 as a first-time starter, going a mile for two-year-olds. And then they clicked again in the eighth race at a mile and 16th in a maiden race for three-year-olds and up with the Miramati. Miramati finally won, folks. Miramati, that high-priced horse, finally won. My understanding is that track announcer Frank Miramati actually left the announcer's booth, went down to the paddock to do an interview at the paddock on the in-house show, and then went up and called the race. He said maybe that was the lucky connection there. Miramati finally wins, and he won easily for Hernandez and Baffert's third win on the day together. That horse paid $4.20. And in the California Distaff, the last race on the card, Grand Slam Smile wins with Frank Alvarado aboard for trainer Steve Specht. This mare has now won 6 of 10 lifetime starts, won the California Distaff down the hill easily and paid $23.40. Outrunning Big Summer and Stay in Scam, who finished third. John Lendo's pick four, again on his sheet, paid $391.30. The pick six was not hit yesterday. You got a carryover in the pick six today at Santa Anita. And the pick six, a 5 out of 6 yesterday, paid $1,869.60. That at Santa Anita yesterday. And at Laurel, Maryland Million Day, the Maryland Million winners. The nursery was won by Do It For Michael, with Xavier Perez paying $7 even. The ladies was won by Circle Home with Javi and Toledo paying $5.80. And then, of course, you had the Maryland Million Lassie. Sakara Fire wins there for Angel Cruz paying $19.80. The Maryland Million Turf was won by Starstruck Notion with Forest Boyce paying $8.60. The Million Sprint was won by Celtic Contender with Victor Carrasco paying $11.40. The Turf Sprint was won by Bosserati with Sheldon Russell for his wife, Brittany Russell, paying $12.60. The Distaff was won by Foxy Jr. with Jomar Torres paying $12.40. And the big race of the day, the Maryland Million Classic, was won by Brilliant Ice with Jarian Barbosa aboard for Annette Ebanks paying $13 even. Mosler Time was second, and Mugga 2 finished third in that one. Charlestown had their big West Virginia Classics night racing there. And the winner of the two big races there, the Cavada Breeders Classic, was won by Overnight Powwow with Latchman aboard. Latchman was winning his third race of the night there, paying $3.40. Rashawn Latchman, the jockey there, $3.40 on Overnight Powwow. And in the Sam Huff West Virginia Breeders Classic for $300,000, the winner there was Ronaldo, ridden by Arnaldo Bosachica, paying $16 even, outrunning Juba with a Twist and Mudadiba. And also in that race, by the way, yesterday at Charlestown, Arnaldo Bosachica won 5 races on the 10-race card yesterday at Charlestown. He had a big day. And as far as Woodbine, Sahan Savici had a big day of racing as well. He won 5 races on the card, the first race at 280, second race at 1570, fourth race at 1220, the sixth race at 680, and the ninth race at 1020, Savici winning 5 of the 10 races at Woodbine yesterday. Their stakes races, the Ontario Damsel won by Ecstasy with Fraser Ebley and Farsid Attar, paying $57.70 as the big long shot there. Water Waters and finished second, and Pendulum was third. And then the Ontario Fashion, A-Game wins, and Fraser Ebley won that too. So he won both stakes races. This one for Josie Carroll, A-Game paid $99.20 as a big upset in the Fashion, outrunning Love to Shop and Beauty of the Sea. Those are the results yesterday. Now let's get to the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect the first post times in the Pacific time zone. If you're here in the Pacific time zone, as we are here at the South Point, these would be the first post times rolling out in the books. If you're listening anywhere else in any other time zone, adjust to it from the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. First racetrack outboard is Laurel. Laurel has nine races today, and their first post time is at 9:25. Laurel has a pick six jackpot carryover, $4,737. Belmont at Aqueduct next. Belmont at Aqueduct has nine races today. Their stakes race is the Knickerbocker. That'll be the third race on the card. The Grade 3 Knickerbocker at 1 1/8 on the outer turf has seven going to the post before scratches. Film Star is the 4-5 favorite there with Jose Lascano. And remember that Belmont Park, I should say Aqueduct at Belmont Park, has a carryover. They don't. Santa Anita has the carryover. All right, enough said there. Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct has nine races. Their first post time is at 9:40. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Gulfstream Park, first post time at Gulfstream is set at 9:50. 9:50 at Gulfstream Park. Next comes Keeneland. Keeneland Racecourse has nine races. Their feature race today is the Franklin. Franklin stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. Eighth race on the card, an overflow field of 16. They'll have some scratches, but the favorite in the race is Star of Mystery, the one-horse Star of Mystery, who is 3-2 on the morning line with Flavian Pratt aboard. Big favorite there at Keeneland. First post time is 10 a.m. at Keeneland today. Irad Ortiz Jr., we're talking about Phil D'Amato. Irad Ortiz Jr. is sitting on win number 4,000. He has 3,999 career wins going into today, and he rides the first race favorite at Keeneland. First post time at Keeneland is at 10 a.m. Let's see if Irad gets his number 4,000 early in the card at Keeneland. All right, Woodbine is next. Woodbine has nine races, a couple of stakes races. The Display goes as the seventh, and the Glorious Song will be the eighth on the card. Both have six horses in each of those races. Woodbine has a carryover in the pick six jackpot of $4,437, and Woodbine's first post time is at 10:10. 10:10 first post at Woodbine. Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has a dozen races today. They have a mandatory payoff on the Super High Five of $2,198. That's the carryover, but they do have a mandatory payoff today at Hawthorne. First post time is at 12:10 for their 12-race card. Santa Anita is next. Santa Anita comes in at 1 o'clock this afternoon, nine races. The feature race today at Santa Anita is the California Flag at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. This for three-year-olds and up, a field of nine. In the race, the 9-5 favorite is Johnny Padres with Umberto Rispoli breaking from post one in that race. And, of course, Santa Anita has a Super High Five carryover of $19,049. That's the Super High Five carryover at Santa Anita. Their pick six carryover today at Santa Anita, $56,712. It's a regular traditional pick six, $56,712. A couple of nice carryovers at Santa Anita with the first post time of 1 o'clock. Northern California Racing Fairs at Fresno, pick six jackpot carryover, $21,982. They have seven races there, first post time, 1:45. And then, of course, we wrap it up at Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos has 10 races, six mixed breed races at 1,000 yards, four quarter horse races make up the 10 races today at Los Alamitos. And their first post time is at 5:45. They are seeding the pick six pot today at Los Alamitos with $10,000. So there's already 10 grand in the pick six pool tonight at Los Alamitos with the first post time of 5:45. That's your racing menu for Sunday. Don't forget Santa Anita and Fresno both race tomorrow on Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. Now we go to somebody who falls in between of all of that, and that is Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Are you Indigenous or are you Columbus?
I'm Columbus Day. I don't know what Indigenous, whatever it means.
It means everybody else, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And
Why did they change everything? What was wrong with Columbus Day? Why did we change it?
But that's okay. I want to celebrate everybody. It's all right by me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's good.
All right. Anything that you noticed from yesterday's action that piqued your interest?
Not really. I'm going to go back and watch the replays. I missed most of the races. I was preoccupied.
Absolutely. I understand. Phil D'Amato, who I thought would get maybe number 1,000 yesterday. So D'Amato is sitting on 999. Ired is sitting on 3,999, I should say. 3,999. Say that quickly three times fast. But anyhow, whatever happens, I'm sure that both of them will reach their next plateau somewhere today.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. By the way, congratulations to Serafin Carmona.
Yeah.
He's a 5-pound pug that won his first race ever at Santa Anita yesterday. I got to listen to him in an interview last week, and he's got an amazing story. He's like in his 30s or something, and, you know, he started riding late in his career, in his, you know, for jockeys
sure.
to start at that age, you know, and it's a great story, and I was happy to see him get his first win.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That was the fourth race yesterday at Santa Anita on, I believe, Sabadia was the winning horse, and it was trained.
A long-priced horse, like 20-1 or 24-1 or something in the short field.
Yes, George Papa Padroma was the trainer, and the horse paid $45.60. That I would imagine, you know, that was the start of the pick six yesterday, I believe. And so that was the horse that automatically put everybody in the carryover for today.
Right off the bat,
yeah,
it put everyone behind the eight ball. Surprising, only 57,000 in the pool seems kind of light for Santa Anita on a Saturday, but that's what they have, you know. So at least you have a carryover today. So, like you like to say, it's a horse player's holiday.
Certainly is, Ollie. It's a horse player holiday today, and it's a traditional pick six format too.
Right, the old $2 version, and people seem to like that, or certainly old-time players seem to like that. You know, enough with the jackpots, but it's interesting. The Del Mar had the dollar pick six like New York does. Didn't work out that well for them, and they went back to the traditional $2 play.
All right, Jonathan, now we haven't talked to you since Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we were discussing Friday, Aqueduct was about ready to run the races. But then they had to cancel because of the chemical stench that was emanating from the roof because Resorts World, who owns the casino adjacent, right, you know, part of the building at Aqueduct now, decided to recondition, repave, whatever they did, the entire roof of not only the casino building, but also the racetrack building. And when the officials and the press and everybody got up into the press box on the top level, the aroma and the smell was so bad, and it was dangerous for them to breathe that. And so they had to cancel the races on account of that. Yesterday they did run the races, but it was the unsafe air quality was still in the upper levels that they had to bring the everybody but the photo finish guy, I guess, who wore a gas mask or something up, you know, where it's affixed up at the top level. But everybody, the officials and all the press and everything, had to go further down in the grandstand because of that. Have you ever heard of that?
I never heard of that, and it just shows you how out of touch the casino is with the racetrack. I mean, they close Sunday, and they don't reopen till Thursday. Why would they do it on Thursday night or whenever they did it? They have a four-day stretch from Sunday to Thursday when they could have done it, and it would have been fresh air, and that would have been that. But they do what they want, and it's just – and that, the problem was, Ralph, they waited till 5 minutes to post to cancel. That's the problem. If you're going to cancel and you knew you had that problem, do it earlier in the day. Why do you have people come out to the track and just piss them off when they do silly things like that?
Well, you know –
have some consideration for the players.
Here's the thing. Two things. You're right when, you know, that unsafe air was there from the very early in the morning when they got to the racetrack. That's number one. Secondly, so they should have notified the public, and that's it, case closed. That's from the racetrack point of view. But Resorts World has such, I guess, contempt for the racetrack. They don't even they didn't even notify him that they were doing that. And like you said, if there was any common sense, you do that on the 3 days off that nobody's going to be up in the press box or in the offices upstairs.
They either have no respect or no regard for horse racing at Aqueduct. They know that they're going to be closing that. You know, there'll be no more horse racing as soon as the new Belmont reopens. No more at Aqueduct. So yeah. South Ozone Park will be a total casino, I guess, that racetrack. And it's sad and it's a shame. And again, sometimes consider the people that are involved and they don't.
All right. Enough said. We have respect for the players. We have respect for everybody out there. And we have respect for your handicapping. So give us some horses.
Okay, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Look at the seventh race today, which is a one-turn flat mile. And I like the number 10 horse in here, Optic Way. This is a 9-year-old gelding from the Gustavo Rodriguez barn. I like the rider switch to Dylan Davis. I like where he's drawn. He's drawn outside. He's going to be forwardly placed. He's going to get to make first run here. You're getting 6-1 on the morning line. Number 10, Optic Way, upsets and wins today, seventh race out at Belmont Park.
All right. And again, folks, for those of you watching on YouTube, we don't have the graphic today, but in the seventh race, number 10, Optic Way. Seventh race, number 10, Optic Way is Jonathan's pick at Belmont at Aqueduct. And I guess we'll go to Santa Anita next, huh?
Yeah, let's look at the ninth and final, and we need a pick six single, and it's going to come in number 5, one-time mark. Another horse who's had problems finding the winner's circle. 10 career starts, 4 seconds. Miramati got it done yesterday. One-time mark will get it done today, Ralph. 7-2 on the morning line. Kyle Frey from Mark Latt. This is just an improving horse. He meets a field here that I think he's going to beat. I like number 5, one-time mark, to send you home a winner in today's ninth and final out at
All
Center.
Right. And now you can see it on the screen, both the pick at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, and at Santa Anita. Ninth and final race at Santa Anita, number 5. One-time, Mark. Just do it one time for us. The 5 and the ninth race today at Santa Anita. You have full sheets at Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and at Keeneland, correct?
Correct. And tomorrow, Santa Anita obviously will be running, and we'll have selections as well at JONHARDOON.com.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. Have a happy Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, or whatever day you want, okay?
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. Coming up next, Rich Eng, so don't go away.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time now to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Iowa was an easy winner yesterday in college football, that's for sure. But we had some really great games yesterday. I know that Oregon and Ohio State was really one of the top competitive games yesterday.
Yeah, I mentioned that to me, that was the game of the day, was Ohio State and Oregon. I didn't give out a pick because I thought the game was really flip of the coin close and turned out that way, 32-31 Oregon. And those two teams, Ralph, there's a chance they'll face each other again because I'm pretty sure both teams have an excellent chance still of making the 12-team playoff. And as far as Iowa, well, I like giving out games, winners like that, that are simple, that you don't have to sweat. They destroy Washington.
Well, let's see if we can get a simple game that you don't have to sweat today in the NFL.
Yeah, a couple angles in play for today, Ralph, is that I believe there's like 9 home dogs in the NFL, which is really odd, to say the least, on the slate. I'm going to try to beat one of those home dogs with the game with the I'm going to go against the Patriots. I like the Houston Texans. They're -6.5, and an angle here is that the Patriots are switching quarterbacks to Drake May. He's one of 2 rookie quarterbacks that are making their NFL debut, Drake May and also Spencer Rattler with the New Orleans Saints. But this Patriots team is terrible, Ralph. I tell you what, they could be switching quarterbacks to Tom Brady, and I'd probably still take the Houston Texans because it's just, to me, it looks like a mismatch on paper. Let's go with the Texans, -6.5.
All right, Houston Texans, -6.5 with the Patriots with a quarterback change. We're getting 1-2. O'Donnell, of course, will be the head guy today for us, and we're going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers right down the street here at Allegiant Stadium. But I can tell you, this may be a home game for the Raiders, but the last time Pittsburgh played here, there were more Pittsburgh Steelers fans in our stadium. It looked like a home game for Pittsburgh, and I got a feeling it's going to be the same way today. All right, time to get started with some horses.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of terrible towels in Allegiant Stadium today, Ralph, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As far as horses, let's go to Keeneland first. The first race is Maiden Special. I talked about how sometimes it's good to read the conditions of a race before you handicap, and this is one of those Maiden Specials, Ralph, where they got the RNA under $50,000. So, again, you don't have these monster six-figure babies in the race. Everybody's on a level playing field. I like the number one, Good Temper. I read Ortiz riding for William Walden. This horse snuck in for $40,000, sprinted in the debut at Churchill Downs and now goes long. But I think this horse has a chance to maybe go wire to wire if Ired Ortiz wants to go to the front. Let's go with number one, Good Temper, race one.
All right, first post time at Keeneland, 10 a.m. Pacific time, and Rich Eng believes that Ired Ortiz Jr. is going to get his 4,000th career win in that first race with number one, Good Temper. The one, Good Temper, with Ired aboard in the first at Keeneland is your play there. And now we'll go to Santa Anita, where you had it gave us a nice $8.80 parimutuel payoff yesterday in the fifth race at Santa Anita. Let's parlay that win to another one at Santa Anita.
Yeah, Umberto Rispoli gave Escape Artist just a perfect ride here, Alpha. Set a pocket trip on the rail, saved all the ground, angled out at the top of the stretch, and won going away. That's the way we like winners, too, in the horse track. Race 4 at Santa Anita is 6 furlongs, optional claimer 50. And I know the heavy favorite's going to be the one horse pushing this. He's got a lot of early speed. If that horse is on her game, she's going to be tough to beat. But let's try to upset her with a small upset with the number 3, Noki, Jose Valdivia Jr., riding for Vladimir Serin. I think his tactics will be probably to sit third or fourth and then try pushing this late in the stretch. But let's go with the number 3, Noki, race 4.
All right. In the fourth race today at Santa Anita, number 3, Noki, the 3 horse in the fourth race is Rich Eng's selection for the race day listeners. I want to remind everybody that Richie has a full sheet for Santa Anita, a handicapping sheet today, and for Keeneland today. Both of those full sheets of Richie's handicapping is available at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Just get there, click Richie's icon, and you'll be all set and ready to get them. And Richie, you'll be doing a sheet tomorrow for Santa Anita on their holiday card, right?
That is correct. It's a holiday for a lot of people, but not the, for folks like you and me, Ralph. But, yeah, I'll have a Santa Anita sheet tomorrow. There's no Keeneland racing on Monday. And as you said, there's only like six tracks in the the Vegas racing form. There's not a whole lot of racetracks going tomorrow.
Now, don't forget, folks, if you want to get the Daily Racing Form Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition, the hot Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition, and you're not in a place where you can get it, where you get your normal forms, you can call Richie at his office here in Las Vegas, and he'll get it mailed out to you. That number, if you want to call in to get it mailed to you when it is available before the Breeders' Cup Daily Racing Form Advanced Edition, here's the number, 702-261-9400. That's 702-261-9400. That's the number. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, you know what? Just one quick item before I sign off, Ralph, is that, you know, that Breeders' Cup Advance has got lifetime past performances of every horse entered on Friday and on Saturday. And I've heard some people say, well, I don't want to handicap that early because you don't know the scratches, the changes, the weather. But I tell you what, if you're going to have to handicap 14 races with full fields, you'll want to get a handle on who's doing what.
Well,
who looks good.
You know, that's the type of publication that you'll pick up and put down several times throughout the week before they actually draw and keep making notations, etc. Yeah, handicapping that multitude of horses over that multitude of races takes a while, and you'll miss something if you don't do it ahead of time. That's for sure. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, one final break when we come back. No Jerry Jackwitz today, but we got John Lindo standing by. The red-hot John Lindo's Lindo Report as well. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this week's coverage of racing from the Race Day Las Vegas Show. Remember, there is holiday racing tomorrow at Santa Anita and Fresno Fair. We won't have a show. We'll be back at our usual time Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Now we go out to John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. They had a fire extinguisher out here in the race book yesterday to try to put out the hot Lindo report, because that thing was just absolutely bursting with good information. The coast-to-coast pick five that you nailed on there, $652.80. And the pick four, for those folks who bet it early, before the scratches, the eighth race, you had three horses on the suggested pick four. One of them got scratched, and that reverted to the favorite in the race who won the race, and that was Miramati. Did not have him picked on the sheet, but because if you bet it early, that reverted to Miramati, and that gave you the early pick, late pick four as well at $391.30.
Well, I'm not going to count that as a win because I didn't have that on the sheet, but, you know, the idea was right. I wouldn't have picked Miramonte no matter what at that price. So,
well, I did,
if they cashed, good for you guys.
I didn't either, and I just played your pick four, but I did it early in the day, and so I backed into it, so I cashed.
There you go. Okay.
A lot of the people who were here early did cash if they bet it early. Now, you talk about great trips that Richie was saying about his horse at Santa Anita. Your pick at Canelin, the horse keepsake in the, I believe it was the seventh race yesterday at Canelin. Put that on your horses to watch list. I know this horse won't be a big price next time, but what a horrendous trip this horse got and still rallied to finish second.
Oh, just brutal. And, you know, missed the break, got squeezed off after the start. And Flavian Prat decided to try and go inside a horse at the 3A's pole. And there was just one horse there, and that horse managed to drift in and shut him off. And, you know, he's about 15 lengths out, turning for home, comes running, runs for second.
Yeah.
She was probably about 10 lengths the best. But, you know, it happens, and she'll be 3-5 next time. We're, you know, we missed the funeral. We're going to go to the wedding.
Well, I can say this, that if she's that price, you know, she's a singleton in the race-over-race bets like pick fours, pick threes, pick fives, etc. Now on to Santa Anita and Canelin today, John. Now, as I said, we won't have a race day show tomorrow, but your Lindell report does cover Southern California, so you will have a Lindell report available here at the South Point, as you do each and every day like today for Santa Anita and Canelin. That's free of charge, complimentary here at the South Point to race players here. The only place you can get the Lindell Report, and it's free here to you because they love horse players. You will have one for tomorrow's holiday card, right, at Santa Anita?
Right. We've got Canelin Santa Anita today with only Santa Anita running tomorrow, just Santa Anita for Monday, and then we'll get ready for next week.
All right, John. Well, Richie expects IRAD to get his 4,000th in the first race at Canelin. We're still looking for Phil D'Amato to get his 1,000th win, probably happened today at Santa Anita. But one quick note, I was talking about horses for the Breeders' Cup that have had some of the workouts. The Chosen Vron hit the track yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a bullet 5 furlong work, worked 59 flat, and so he's kind of gearing up. I would expect next weekend, 2 weeks out from the Breeders' Cup, you're going to see some serious workout times from the Breeders' Cup horses. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, and the Del Mar area will open up next Saturday. They'll start with workouts the following Tuesday. So most of those works will be at Santa Anita for the West Coast horses.
All righty. Now let's get started with getting that hot streak continuing throughout today with a pick at Canelin and a pick at Santa Anita. Reminding everybody out there, two separate complete Lindell reports, one for Canelin, one for Santa Anita. Each has selections in each race. Each has a selected late pick four. And the one at Santa Anita has another coast-to-coast pick five suggestion between Santa Anita and Gulfstream today, all free of charge here at the South Point, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point. Canelin.
Ninth and final at Canelin today. Number 7, Nighttime, comes off the layoff of trainer William E. Morey, who's very good with fresh horses. This horse has won off layoffs before, training well. You've got Gaffalione riding, who was aboard for a win at Canelin last year. Everything looks right, dropping into a good spot on the comeback here. 4-1 on the program. Number 7, Nighttime, race number 9 at Canelin.
Ninth and final race today at Canelin, number 7, Nighttime. Number 7, Nighttime in the ninth at Canelin. Gaffney on aboard for Morey. Glad to see that Morey, who was based out of Northern California, of course, is finding a new home and settling in well on that part of the country.
Yeah, he's had a solid transition to Kentucky. He does a lot during the wintertime at the Turfway Park, and a barn that you can play. If they're in the right spots, they fire.
All right, Santa Anita.
Let's go also the ninth and final today at Santa Anita. Number 1, Bound to Succeed, finally gets a rider switch to a guy who I think makes a difference on the turf, and that's Hector Berrios. You watched him on Mahina yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was a difference maker. He picks up the mount today, draws the rail. I think they fall into a good stocking trip, and Berrios will stay inside. He'll save that ground and try and make the last run. 12-1 on the program, number 1, Bound to Succeed on the jockey switch, race number 9, Santa Anita.
Ninth and final today at Santa Anita, number 1, Bound to Success. We hope he is the one horse in the ninth race, John Lendo's pick. And, of course, Jonathan Hardoon came with a pick in that race earlier on the show. And so I've got my Sirocco play, exacta box of the 1551. In the ninth and final today at Santa Anita, that's the Sirocco play. But your play is the one, Bound to Success.
Don't forget to get that hot lender report right now for Keeneland and Santa Anita. One place only here at the South Point, and it's free of charge, complimentary to horse players because they just love horse players here. And so we'll wrap that up for this week, and we'll be back on Wednesday morning, God willing, and the creek don't rise. In the meantime, you've got one more thing to say, Mr. Lindell.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.